Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, November the 16th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, it's time to celebrate. The Sensex hit an all-time high yesterday, and investors are hoping that we have put our worst behind. The inflation in the US is reversing. Hopefully, it was not a one-off, and a rate cycle peak is near, meaning that the markets can look beyond. Now, in this backdrop, let us see what has been happening in our markets from the prism of which sections of investors are doing what. Over the past year, it was kind of gratifying to see that finally domestic investors have been holding up the markets, where when the foreign investors were selling by the barrels. But in the quarter ending September, there has been a small change. Direct retail investors have been pulling out money in the quarter. According to a report by brokerage firm Jefferies, direct retail has seen outflows. In the first half of this fiscal, domestic retail has seen outflows of about $10 billion. Over the last six fiscals, domestic retail has largely seen only inflows, except in FY18, when there was a marginal outflow of about $2 billion. Domestic retail's share in the overall market also declined quarter on quarter to touch 17.4%. Though it lost very little ground by around 0.4 percentage points or 40 bips in terms of market share, this was the first quarter that saw decline after five quarters of increase in share. According to Jefferies analysts, the trend reversal was mainly due to retail investors pulling money out from direct stocks. Retail trading volumes have even declined to come nearer to long-term average of 75% of the total volumes. In fact, retail trading volume had shot up to over 85% post-COVID, which was the high seen in 2010, but now we are back to pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, inflows through the mutual fund route have remained positive, but again, these flows dipped to a 14-month low in October. This fall in inflows through the mutual fund route was largely due to the decline in lump sum amounts. The SIPs saw a healthy growth in October. In fact, SIPs rose to a record high of $1.6 billion in October 2022, which is an over 24% rise year on year. The interesting thing is now 90% of the inflows into mutual funds is coming from SIPs. The lump sum money in mutual funds are usually from corporates and high net worth individuals, usually classified as smart money or opportunistic money. That money is no longer coming into mutual funds. Overall, flows from the domestic mutual funds haven't been very exciting in the September quarter. Inflows amounted to $2.8 billion, which was the lowest in five quarters. In an earlier podcast, I had already explained that this could be because of several reasons, including the aggressive asset allocation strategies of balanced funds and some amount of profit booking and a move towards cash in view of elevated valuations. Now, what about the FPIs? There is good news there. Their selling has actually reversed. Analysis of the BSE 500 shareholding patterns showed that FPIs have turned net buyers in this quarter, after three quarters of outflows. Interestingly, a large part of the FPI flows were driven by sovereign wealth funds. In the September quarter, FPIs bought about $6 billion worth of stocks, and two-thirds of that came from these sovereign wealth funds. After these sovereign wealth funds, what contributed the most to FPI flows to India were the non-dedicated passive flows. That said, FPI outflows were largely caused by non-dedicated active funds. The outflows were also caused by dedicated passive and active funds, but that was to a small extent. All in all, FPIs have been buyers in September quarter, and their positive sentiment continued in October too. In fact, this quarter till date, that is between October and November, FPI flows have been positive, with them buying about $2.5 billion. The market ownership of FPI fell very minutely quarter on quarter by 0.1 percentage point or 10 basis points to touch 19.4%. This is a small decline compared to the 2.5 percentage point or 250 basis point fall in their market ownership over the previous five quarters. Now that we know who is buying and who isn't, let's check and see what is being bought and sold. It seems here, there are some sectors where both FIIs and DIIs are moving in the same direction, and in a couple, they are at opposite ends. FPIs bought defensive such as telecom, energy, and pharma, while domestic funds bought into cyclicals like autos and banks, and even bottom fished for picks in the IT sector. While FPIs are gathering around large caps, domestic funds are now buying mid caps. An analysis of BSE 500 shareholding showed that FPIs have trimmed their relative positions in financials, IT, and materials. But they have increased their weights in sectors we spoke of earlier, that is telecom, energy, and healthcare. Now, the analysis of FPI shareholding in these 500 companies also showed that the FPIs are still wary of the IT sector. Their underweight position on IT is 2.7 percentage points or 270 basis points, and this is their largest underweight position. This underweight position is even higher than their underweight position in staples, which is 2.5 percentage points or 250 basis points. And this is the second consecutive quarter in which they have held this view. They seem to be turning more favorable to energy, where they have reduced their underweight position, and they seem to have cut their position in financials too, but they continue to be overweight in financials. In fact, financials are a favorite of the domestic mutual funds too. And unlike FPIs, the domestic funds have increased their overweight position in financials. The other sector they have increased their overweight position is the consumer discretionary sector. With the IT sector, the domestic funds have trimmed their underweight position. Where the domestic funds seem to have retained or increased their pessimism is consumer staples. This is where they are underweight the most. Plus, domestic funds also cut their relative positions in industrials and utilities. Now, looking at portfolio positioning over the past quarter, be it foreign or domestic institutions, they're largely still wary of global headwinds and taking shelter in India's cyclical recovery. Where they are at opposite ends, however, are consumer discretionary and healthcare, where FIIs are underweight, but domestic institutions are overweight. What does this mean? It's kind of hard to say, but my sense is, if this rally continues, then we will see the overweight sectors continue to ride the wave. But if we were to see a consolidation, you could see some kind of sector rotation at play, in which case you could see more action in sectors where funds have divergent positions. That's all from me today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on markets. Have a wonderful trading day.